Some radio stations bring you traditional Christmas tunes at this time in December. At Siren, we bring you the best in Yuletide music and the end of the Mayan calendar. Settle back and enjoy. It could be the last show you'll ever catch before ascending to the next level.
The following takes place between the hours of 9:02 p.m. and 10 p.m. GMT on December the 20th, 2012. The Marathon has arrived.
Yes. Well, I suppose technically it hasn't as yet, although it has in Australia. If you're in Australia and you're listening to that, don't worry. As we said, Belinda Wanners, half Australian, partially Australian. She's got an Australian dual nationality, will be joining us in this hour sometime. But, you know, you might well say, look, if it's going to be the end of everything after 5,000 and odd years, maybe we actually just need to get some coronas out, specifically eight. What do you think, Ed?
I think definitely that, or possibly a warrior with them.
We are talking, of course, Kenny Halliday in Florida. How are you, Kenny?
Great. How are you all doing? Merry Christmas to you.
Exactly. Or Merry Myathon, as we like to say, in these non-happy holiday PC scenario days, effectively. Anyway, life continues. So it seems like only yesterday week we were talking to your good self and we were listening to Eight Coronas. And in fact, Jodie Orton from the American Dream Team was so excited by this, she wanted to play it in her own show, etc. I thought Jodie was coming on with Fenn today, but obviously she hasn't shown us yet. But never mind, we've heard that our director, Graham Harper, is on board. Don't you find that, Kenny? You know, you put together a 25-hour broadcast-a-thon and you think, are people going to turn up or is nobody going to come? It's always quite frightening, really. So you're there and that's the most important thing. What do you think we should do, Kenny? Should we go straight into Eight Coronas? Because I don't think, Nicola, you've actually heard Eight Coronas before, have you?
I've got it in my head, like... I'm not going to sing it, but... Eight Coronas. I don't know, something like that.
It's the way it starts off with the little clink of glasses that always impresses me. You know, it's fine from that. Ed, do you think we should go straight to the tune and then chat with Kenny afterwards?
Do you know, I think we should.
I think we should. Yeah. OK, Kenny, here you are. Here you go.
Here we go.
Eight Coronas and a shiny dance floor.
Dance like the devil's never danced before.
Expert Katie Grimerson, erstwhile Midwick Drivette, now based in Birmingham for the Christmas vacation, has just tweeted.
She certainly has. She's tweeted at me and at you. Mm. I need eight Coronas.
She needs. Needs.
There's a smile afterwards, so a bit of a joke. She's serious. Listen, she's blinking serious.
Kenny Halliday is not a man to trifle, sort of. I mean, she either does or she does not need eight Coronas. You know, these are critical scenarios. Isn't that right, Kenny? You know?
Critical scenario.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, just one thing. I'm actually in Texas right now. I didn't quite get off my
plane.
Not back in Florida. So I'm in Texas having eight Coronas today, which is most appropriate. I'll be in a Mexican restaurant in an hour.
Very good. Very good. So
we started this afternoon. It's about 80 degrees here. We are actually having a very nice end to our Mayan calendar.
I've always felt that those Mayans had, lots of fond feelings for Texas, if only because they knew that several thousand years later they'd bring the world Dallas. And, of course, JR. Other such stuff. Plus great oil. You know, it's fantastic stuff on that basis. So, Nicola, was that the sort of tune you'd like to hum along to?
Oh, most certainly, yes.
Most certainly, yes. Yeah. Ed, do you think that could be added to the St. Mary Magdalene's Church Choir Balegates oeuvre, a little breakaway from some of the classical traditional routines and break into an a cappella version of Eight Coronas?
They are a versatile choir. They're up for anything, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Truly, truly tremendous.
Yeah.
Any questions for Kenny?
Yes,
Kenny. Choose Florida or Texas.
Florida or Texas. Texas or Florida. Where are you going to go? Could be crucial. Could affect your entire career here, Kenny. No pressure.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to be in the air again tomorrow afternoon on the actual end date.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, if it both disappear before the plane lands.
Come on to Lincoln, that's all.
I love being by the ocean. So, you lot are owned by the ocean. You know what that ocean means to you.
Yeah. Well, North Sea, in many ways, really. You know, or Irish Sea.
It's possibly a bit chilly.
English Channel. Yeah, exactly. But good for paddling, I find. Very good for paddling.
No.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, my sports car, my little BMW is over there in Florida. I've got great friends in Texas, great friends in Florida. The weather's very similar. Everybody's having their Christmas drink outside. I'm outside on a patio right now. It's actually getting a wee bit hot, and I might have to step inside. It's that warm today.
There you go. Amazing. Ilana Rain will hopefully be coming up very shortly. We'll pass on the details to Ed, but it means that Nicola needs to throw two questions at yourself, Kenny. So pace, we have to keep on going. We're still awaiting Graham Harper, our Ace Television director. He seems to have got lost. He phoned us. He should be with us in about an hour. No sign of him in any way, shape or form. But hopefully he's safe and secure. That's the important thing. Nicola, two questions for Kenny Halliday on this Myathon celebration.
Yes, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today, Kenny?
Reasonably interesting trip, did you say, over the last few days?
No.
Translation
didn't
work that well then, did it really? let's revamp over that slightly. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Oh, no, this is fantastic. Yeah, I've got two Texas girls sitting here listening to this as we're talking, and they're loving your accent.
Oh, well, we can give them a name check. Would you like to give them names? We'll sort of identify these Texan girls.
The Texan girls, one is long-legged Sarah, and the other is sexy Shauna.
Just write that down for the benefit of our listener who might have actually had a little sort of turn for, oh, my word, long-legged Sarah. Long-legged.
Leaded.
You need, there you are. I knew I would go long. What is it? Hour five, and we're still battling through here. Long-legged Sarah. And the other one, of course, is?
Sexy Shauna.
I think Shauna and Sarah should actually join us on the show in 2013. What do you say?
You girls want to join them on the show in 2013. Anything to say about that?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Absolutely.
y'all come back now. There we are.
Y'all come back now.
Exactly. There we are to the fabulous Kenny Halliday, to Shauna, to Sarah, collectively. Fantastic.
Do I get to send you off with a nice cheers, folks?
Do you get us to send us off a what?
Yeah.
With a nice cheer.
Oh, yeah, with a nice cheer. Yeah. Yes, yes, you do.
I just would love to wish everybody the best in 2013, all the listeners around the world, and to you, Alex, and your crew over there. Thank you kindly for having me on today.
Kenny, we appreciate it. We'll speak to you guys in 2013. There we are. The world will not end because we've got Kenny Halliday and Sarah and Shauna to come and join us as well.
Hooray!
Awesome.
Excellent.
It is a big area. Then Jericho. Oh, police officer has just looked into the studio. Marvellous. This is, of course, the fabulous Dave Milling. We've got Dave a special tune, which we'll play as the whole thing proceeds. But on board now. Fingers crossed. No, she's gone. She's gone again. Ed, I'm going to have to ask you to try and get Ilana back because we're just getting that signal that says she's not there. If you can trot out again, and that gives the opportunity for us to have a few words with Dave Milling, who obviously likes to celebrate his festivities in every sense of the word. How are you, Dave?
Way.
Oh, successful as that, you see. That's why we have total trust in our public custodians. They step into the whole sequence here. It's like a health and safety incident just waiting to happen. Unbelievable.
You've got the box.
I'm
very well, Alex. Thank you. All prepared for the end of the world.
You're here to obviously catch up with Graham Harper, who we hear is on his way.
Fantastic.
He was in Sheffield about an hour or so ago. He should be here any second now.
I hope he'll appreciate
the scarf. I'm sure he will. In every sense of the word, really.
Absolutely.
Which is the way forward. I just sort of
he is a hero of mine, actually.
I know. You've said that several times. This is the time where we make your dreams come true. In a kind of non-scary way, you know?
Yes.
This is the important thing. We kind of manifest those realities. So what are your thoughts on the Myathon?
I saw the 6 o'clock news tonight on the BBC, and saw it with a lot of great interest.
They didn't.
But
amazing! I think Jericho did.
I mentioned you to my wife.
Nice.
She was more than intrigued.
More than important. Yeah, very good.
But no, I particularly liked the fact that the Mayans were trying to play down the whole thing a little bit by just saying, no, it's just an end point in our calendar.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's the dawning of a new age.
Exactly. In many ways, it's exactly like this.
The 20th and 21st of December 2012. More than just dates on a calendar, as this Mayan celebratory extravaganza is proving.
So have you managed to catch any of the programme so far? I mean, since we started at 5 p.m.?
I have been in and out, as you could say.
Much like Ilana Rain has been in and out now, and hopefully she's in now as opposed to out. Are you back with us, Ilana?
I'm back.
Good. Yes. You see, you shouldn't tease us in that sort of way. I mean, I know you're a top director. We are all Cylons, you're filmmaker extraordinaire, but really. So, yeah, I gather you're going to step into Phil's shoes momentarily for the next few hours because you're hosting the whole thing over in Los Angeles as well. What have you made of our little British start-off to this grand Mayathon so far? Have you been happy? Do you feel as though we've kind of got the right tone? Do you think we should have more Mayan work in there? Should we have more SFX material? What would you like to sort of comment on?
Well, the tone has been wonderful, and I'm really happy. I think you don't need any more anything more apocalyptic than those little news breaks that you do, which I, you know, usually mute out. I think
they're so cute, aren't they? Yeah, those little newsy bits that come up 2 minutes. You know, don't mute it out. How many people actually do that? Indeed, yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of, you know, oral whiplash over here when that happens. I mean, I feel, you know, there are these beautiful songs, and I loved how Phil put it. You know, that they're just not words for when you hear music, so transcendent. It's a bit of whiplash, and then, you know, 10,000 people have been executed, and now four.
Ilana, I just love to actually sort of, in fact, we very nearly had a couple of Sky reporters on, but I just think, you know, how does it feel working in a career where you're basically producing oral whiplash every hour on the hour, you know? Is there not something that's more meaningful you can actually do in the whole thing? It's just wonderful stuff. But apart from the oral whiplash, how else has it been going? Any particular highlights for yourself?
Of the show, I have all these important errands. I'm actually running around downtown Los Angeles.
I know.
Taking care of. So I've only been tuning in a bit here and there.
Yeah, well, of those bits that you've tuned into, which bits have you enjoyed?
Well, I really enjoy hearing Ed's voice. I know I've said that before, but I've never said it where he actually heard me say that. So
most people enjoy hearing Ed's voice, really. You know, that's why he's part of all that. She enjoys listening to your voice, Ed.
Hello.
Yes. No, you see, that you're trying for. You don't even have to try. That's why you're a natural.
So sorry.
You don't have to try.
Doesn't have to try. It's just as well that long-legged Sarah and sexy Shauna weren't aware of the whole thing. Otherwise, it could be a whole new world entirely. It's quite astounding, really. You know, presumably, they were Kenny Holiday's backing singers. I mean, they could have been sort of Kenny Holiday groupettes. I don't know, but still. Are you all right?
Can I tell you what else I enjoy?
Of course you can.
I enjoy hearing Phil, knowing he's as close as he's ever been to me in actual physical human presence. But I'm a little nervous about meeting him face to face because I fear that his radiance is just going to just be so dazzling in person that I might be rendered speechless. And then what am I going to do for 28 hours?
The dazzling radianceness of Phil Leonis. Trust me, Kelly, he's a nice chap, but he won't be. He's not the Messiah, you know? So, it's just.
Yeah. You don't know what he's got planned.
It's going to be, I mean, I say it's going to be like two experiences running simultaneously to have joy and happiness put together in every sense of the word. Nicola, anything you'd like to add to Ilana Rain at this particular stage? Because she will be back with us in about an hour's time, all being well, because she's taken over the mantle from Phil now, being our regular soul until we go back to Dean Hagland to pick up our range of things from there. Any sort of?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, like, what do you have planned for the show when you're on?
What do I have planned? I've been taking lots of notes. We've got some cocktails planned, but, I still haven't nailed down, still hasn't told me what he's planning on wearing, and as we discussed, at length, we have to coordinate these things.
That's all that matters when you're on radio. What you're wearing.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think we've been updating our Facebook photographs so that you can actually see what people are wearing? You know, there's Dave Milling wearing a fabulous
deck chair.
Exactly.
And there's going to be a webcam, and I still don't even know if the webcam's going to be color or black and white, which actually will affect the choice. I mean, I'm going to go grocery shopping in about an hour, you know, if it's black and white, it's a whole different menu.
Can I just say, Ilana, black and white Sorry, I'm David, by the way. Hello, pleased to meet you. Black and white. Hello. Black and white adds that whole film noir effect and makes it seem more dramatic.
Yes. Well, I just don't think I have any say in the matter. I think there's this mysterious IT presence that's been hovering
and
finally gave us a web link that I can tell all the people who are calling in.
Yeah.
So, you know, IT for me, and this is really appropriate, and, you know, in a way, he's our god for the next 28 hours, this IT person. So.
Well, you know, when all's said and done, there's always sirenonline.co.uk. We will keep going, even though our computer decided to think of other things in betwixt times. Of course, there's always this.
Some radio stations bring you traditional Christmas tunes at this time in December. At Siren, we bring you the best in Yuletide music and the end of the Mayan calendar. Settle back and enjoy. It could be the last show you'll ever catch before ascending to the next level. Leonis, Ilana Rain, and Dean Haglund in downtown Los Angeles. Alex Leftu, Ed Wellman, Nicola Clancy, and Tasha Turney in downtown Lincoln, England. What's not to love? Especially if you're measuring time via the Mayans.
Actually, we're probably closer to that complete team than we've been at any time since we started at 5 p.m. because we have Nicola Clancy, we have yourself, Ed Wellman, we have Ilana Rain. You know, we're pretty close to getting almost, you know, I mean, as I say, Tasha Turney, who knows?
Full house.
Exactly. Very exciting. Last two questions for Ilana, for this hour at least. Nicola.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today, Ilana?
Oh,
of course I have. I mean, this is just... fantastic to be doing this with you guys. So much fun.
Excellent. And I guess we can look forward to speaking to you very, very soon.
Well, yeah, like when? When's that going to happen?
I've
got a lunch date.
I think it's an hour from now, effectively, when we're sort of connecting.
An hour.
So in between sort of Leslie Curtis and Fiona Curzon. Up next, Sarah Chase, a lass originally from Connecticut. She worked as an intern for Hillary Clinton. She's now one of Rural Media International's finest. Mm. She's in Germany. You're going to be contacting her, Ed, and we'll be speaking to her after Orchestra Maneuvers. Actually, I say that. Would you like your little treat, Dave? Because, I mean, I've had this one time. I'm not sure...
You're my fairy godmother tonight, aren't you?
Whatever is your fantasy is entirely up to your own.
But you didn't really have to
capacity.
Wear that dress, I have to say.
It's very true. It's very true. But you know,
the tutu would have just been sufficient.
That's one of the reasons why. And Ilana, I don't suppose, Ilana, you're familiar with Charles Penrose, are you?
No, I'm not.
You will be. Yes, well, our very own laughing policeman in the studio. Splendid. That's what we need more of in America, of course. And I think Sarah Chase is the girl to actually sort that thing through. What you want, sir, is to get much more happy, smiling, laughing policemen on the streets of New York and beyond. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you, Alex?
Well, here we are in the fifth hour of the Mayathon. And, Ed, do you think it's going well?
I feel that this could go on forever. It's in the same key as the record.
You've tuned in. He is quite literally Dave Milling, our very own laughing policeman, live in the studio. It's amazing. Do you know what, Sarah and listener? Not a single drop of alcohol has actually dropped across their lips in any way, shape, or form.
You're making your own.
I was very tempted earlier to hold back the Gelsenkirchen or Oberkirchen Children's Choir with the Happy Wanderer for yourself, Sarah. But in the end, we actually provided it for Nikki, our ace author. But if you want to have a little spin up of that, we can always sort of dig something out for you if that's, you know, of your ilk. But how's Dax?
Dax is good. He's sound asleep because, you know, you have to rest up for the apocalypse.
And what's happening with respect to Dax, who is indeed Sarah Chase's doggy? Is he going to be going back to the States with your good self? Will he be going through quarantine or will he be saying... it's not funny if you're Dax. Goodness me. Honestly.
Well, happy Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah, please. Carry on, Sarah.
That April ever comes. Yeah, he's got his own crate. He's got all of his shots. He's got his passport.
He's packed away a few snacks for the plane, and he's all set to fly with us.
Splendid. That's what we like to hear. Because yeah, I mean, I hate the thought of obviously having sort of, you know, bonded with Dax in your time in Frankfurt am Main, that you sort of said, right, Dax, we're back to America now, because that's what we are. We're Americans. We meet people, we make friends with them, then we leave them to their own devices. That wouldn't be way
No, we pack them on planes and bring them with us.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
It's like the Littlest Hobo, really, isn't it?
Now, that was a sort of the Littlest Hobo, but the canine version.
Yes.
It's wonderful. it's tremendous. So, is there a kind of sense in Germany that after 5,000 odd years that, you know, this is it, the start of a whole new scenario? Or is it a case of being typically Teutonic, the average German has actually got their deck chair on the next sort of millennia already sorted out?
Well, I think the Germans are a little mad that there's this French town that caught on to this whole tourist trade, and everyone's kind of flocking there, and the Germans are like, well, you know, we have these rural towns, we could just come here and spend the money, and, you know, the world ends, and that's okay, you know. But they, it's just, all the news, like, if you're here in Europe, it is focused on this one little town in France that apparently if you show up there, you're going to live.
It's not so much a case of being lived, but it's a case of it's going to be a stop-off point for the extraterrestrials who basically figured that, you know, they're going to actually sort of say, if you can get to this particular place, we'll actually beam you up and all will be well. Sadly, no sign of Lincoln, England in terms of that, but that's okay, you know. We work our way through that, or indeed Frankfurt am Main. It's an interesting... We have had his thought for you. Have we had it for this hour? Do you know, I can't remember whether we have or haven't. Very difficult.
I think
know.
We did.
Did we?
Was that
in the last hour?
See when I tweeted.
You'll have to, actually.
It's all blending into one, Alex. Sorry, it's a bit booming.
It does, exactly. Would you like to have the Obernkirchen Children's Choir, Sarah? Because, I mean, it caught a lot of people on the hop earlier, but I feel that with your Teutonic scenario, I mean, you're the ones, Valderi, Valdera, Valdera.
I love that.
You think, yeah? Well, Dave.
I'm beginning to wonder, you're saying there's no alcohol involved here, but is there, like, a nice sweet smell wafting through your right now?
Sorry, that'd be my aftershave.
Anyway, you can tell you're in safe hands with Dave Milling, you know, finger on the pulse. Where was it, Portsmouth, you started your broadcasting career?
I think they had to throw me out of the studio in the end.
Portsmouth to Lincoln. We'd expect a full translation of this, Sarah, because obviously you've been doing your German lessons, and we fully expect you to actually go with this. Are you familiar with The Happy Wanderer, by the way?
I am not, actually.
Really? Nicola?
Educate me.
No, I'm not. I can't wait.
Well, Ed, I'm sure Happy Wanderer is obviously delighted earlier.
I'm sure I remember it when I hear it.
It's Frolica Vanderer.
It's Alec.
Valerie, Valerie, und schmeckt mein Blut.
it wonderful how you're just beginning to actually play out The Happy Wanderer with the Obenkirchen Children's Choir and Graham Harper actually arrives in the studio?
Hopefully, was actually in the choir he himself. Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting line of things there. He'll be joining us in the studio soon. But did you enjoy that, Sarah?
I feel like I've lost several minutes of my life.
And that's the case of the Myathon, etc. Graham, come along, enjoy the party, welcome aboard. We've got an entree, etc. Nicola is opening the door here. We haven't got it. There we are, yes. Celebrate, etc. The man has arrived from Coronation Street, from Doctor Who. Basically, Sarah, you are privileged to actually be here at the arrival
and
of
the House, the House of Elliot as well, I believe.
Don't forget the House of Elliot and a whole heap of others. Graham, this gentleman here has not only got a special Doctor Who scarf in honour of your arrival here, he is a massive fan, in so massive it's almost scary. You know, there we are. Ed Wellman, obviously, met. Nicola, we've worked our way through all sorts of other bits and pieces. We'll be sorting out our headphones and so on. Ed, would you like to ask Sarah those sort of, well, I say last two questions. Actually, Sarah, do you have any questions you want to put to our ace television director, Graham Harper, here? Because, you know, if Rural Media International sort of ever wants to actually get some real drama brought into the whole thing, Graham is quite clearly the man to contact.
Oh, yes, I suppose. What is your favourite series that's now being distributed to the United States?
Interesting question, which I might have to sort of just rerun because you won't be able to hear a thing at present.
Can't.
That's all right. Well, Nicola won't be able to hear a
what
thing.
What is headphones on, dear?
Headphones, all right.
Honestly, you high-flying former Hillary Clinton aides, honestly, what would you do with that? Would you like to just rerun that question past Graham once again? By the way, good to see you, Graham. Are you sorted out for the sort of accommodation and everything else?
Everything was absolutely fine.
Everything is sorted. That's good, because I was worried about you. The Midweek Drive Morning Edition, I received a call from my landlady thinking, oh, we didn't expect you to be staying tonight. I thought I'd have to kip down and... Well, obviously, I'm here tonight, but it's tomorrow. Don't get me started. They're wonderful people in Carlton Lee Moorland, if not a bit scary every so often. But anyway, question once again for Graham, please, Sarah.
Graham, pleasure to meet you. And the question is, what TV series now produced by BBC are you particularly excited to see distributed to the United States?
I'll tell you, there is one. There's the best drama that's been on for years. I'm afraid to say, or should I say, less than Doctor Who. It's different to Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. And that is Last Tango in Huddersfield. Halifax.
Oh,
sorry, beg your pardon.
Excellent.
Which is, have you seen it?
I have seen some of the screeners for it, yes. I've never actually seen a full episode, but it's one of those things where you're watching and you're like, please don't stop.
No, I saw all of them. I hate serials because you can never guarantee, during work to have free time, or you have to make... You really have to kind of give up lots of things for it. Yeah. So it has to be good. Well, this was absolutely the best thing I've seen for so many years. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. Derek Jacobi, Anne Reed, to name many, many others. But
you can
it's
name them as well.
But it's directed by a director called Euros Lynn, who is famous for Doctor Who and even more famous for Torchwood. He did some fantastic... episodes of Torchwood,
etc. Marvellous, this is great. Earlier we were hearing from our director, Ilana Rain, who described the 2 minutes of news that we're taking on the hour every hour as equivalent of oral whiplash. I think that's going to be my quote from the Myathon. Of course, you know, I feel, Graham, I mean, this is our third broadcasting Myathon that we've actually got here. Yes, so you can move the tinsel up and down in any way, shape or form. That's great. The local press have already been very excited. You know, I think we've got a piece there from the Lincolnshire Echo, which you might like to peruse. Have we got that, Nicola? Or have you actually decided to eat it? I don't know where it's actually. It's page 63. So, you know, we made the real headlines. We made page 63 of the whole thing. This is where I think the whole thing starts, because back in 1986 we did our first one. Then we did it again in 1989. Then, of course, we had a little bit of a gap until 2001. And here we are, 2012. Harper and Leftshire on for another broadcasting marathon. I think it's going to work. We've got Ed here. Wasn't even born when you... Actually, Nicola wasn't even born when we first sort of started our broadcasting things, but that's OK. You know, it's going to be good. And we'll continue our words. Are you happy to stay, Dave, for a wee while?
Hello? Yes. Yeah. I would be delighted.
Good.
Involve myself with other people.
Soak the atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry, I'm not on duty till Sunday, so I've got plenty of time.
Splendid. Okay. That's marvellous. Sarah, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us?
I have, and make sure after every 13 miles or 13 hours that you eat some carbohydrates every 20 minutes.
You are a marathon expert. We forgot to mention this. You know, how many marathons have you run so far, dear?
I have done three.
Three.
Does that hurt?
They don't get easier.
Why do you do it then? Why?
Well, I don't know. I haven't done one for a while now, but I have
13 miles.
Half marathon.
Oh, see, think of the arthritis of the joints.
You see, Alex, I gave up marathons.
Yeah, I know, changed to a different chocolate bar. Sometimes it's just telegraphed in such a way, you just think, shall I let him go with this? No, just carry on.
Well, you know, the dog's really excited because he's going to be the trainer from now on. He's got, like, his little whistle and his sweat. Hey. Come on, people, let's go.
Yeah, Dax is on form, not named after the character in Deep Space Nine.
Really?
So, will you be
named after the German Stock Exchange.
Of course. Yes, clearly. It's been our first and only link with Germany for... Actually, no, because we've got Nikki, of course, coming back, etc., so we have a nice Teutonic theme there. Coming up next, Australia via Belinda Wannis. That's no secret. This is the time of the year where, whatever the sort of time, whether it's marathons or indeed just the end of the year, we sort of start thinking back over various other ways. Nicola, of course, one of the highlights for yourself, presumably, was hooking up with Malcolm Tomlinson, coming in tomorrow morning with Ross Tomlinson, possibly Eleanor. That was at the fabulous race day that we had in Newmarket, where, of course, you met for the first time the very same Graham Harper. And you share, of course, Pride position in the 2013 official calendar, which I shall be presenting Graham with, obviously, during the course of the whole presentation. Oh, for yourself. Well, Ed's already got his copy, and I think it's fair to say, Ed, it's quite old. I mean, you know, you've got your Nicola Clancy's, you've got your Graham Harper's in there.
It is visually pleasing.
Visually pleasing. Graham, I always said I'd make you a calendar girl, and today's your day, etc. It's all coming together.
Oh, dear me.
Is Bernadette listening?
I don't think so. Do you know what? We could make a phone call and let her...
We could say sirenonline.co.uk. Another one of those sort of wonderful happy memories is wearing Christmas hats with Abigail Olek and Belinda Wannis. Do you remember that?
I do.
What a time that was. Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to Abby these days. She's doing very well, I believe. But Belinda Wannis is still with us, keeping the Australian end up, aren't you, Belinda?
I am. Hello, everyone.
Earlier, we received an invite to turn around and say that, isn't it a pity we haven't had any links with Australia? And we said, yeah, it is, but then, of course, we forgot about yourself because we classified you as half Egyptian. It's okay. You know, speak on behalf of the Australians. Do you think that all's well with the world? Because, as indeed press release has been pointed out, it was the Australian Prime Minister who said, I hope you're ready for the end of the marathon and I hope you're ready for the end of the world.
Well, the end of the world has been upon us many times before, so I think we'll manage this one.
Very good. And as we know, Belinda always wanted to be secretly a Doctor Who companion, which is one of the reasons she came over to Britain in the first place. Lots of other reasons, but, you know, nowadays she looks after Belle About Town. That's for time-rich, cash-poor. No. Time poor, cash rich.
Style rich.
Exactly, style rich.
Style rich. You don't have to be cash rich to be stylish.
Well, as Nicola demonstrates on a regular basis. Let's move that microphone. Let's move it away from Dave, because we never know when he's going to sort of come up with a whole range of other sort of factors.
Come across.
Yeah, I know you could, but you're not going to. So let's actually, I've just realised we've missed a microphone, haven't we? Ed, would you like to go and rescue that other microphone?
I will,
because normally we have three going in there. Graham, questions for Belinda. You know, she talk about anything, the life, the universe, the life and times, what it's like shifting over Putney, etc. Over to you.
I like the bit about Putney. The rest of it was a bit complicated.
I know, well...
are you Australian?
I am, yes. I was born in Australia.
Whereabouts?
In Perth, in Western Australia.
Oh, right.
One of the most isolated cities in the world.
It's funny, because when you look at a map, I've been to Australia once.
See how he runs.
In fact, I've been twice, because I went on a recce, and then we actually shot something there. I got to know Sydney for about 6 months, which I loved. I absolutely loved that city.
It's a great city.
But when you look at a map of Australia, you never think... that it's probably two or three hours flight. I don't know what it is from Sydney to...
Well, it's probably about five hours. Yeah.
That's amazing.
What a big country. It's a big old country. Same kind of width as the United States, but we don't have much in between.
No, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down just as I actually asked Nicola to say, can you make sure that Graham actually talks to the microphone as opposed to... I mean, I know he's great for radio drama, but it does sound as though he's sort of, we're not allowing him into the studio in any way, shape or form. So, you know, it's just a sort of minor thing there. I mean, there's off microphone and there's off microphone. Really, you know, there comes a time where, you know, you need to have a sort of balance. Otherwise, you know, it just gets very peculiar. I mean, if I wanted to actually pan to the right, I can actually do that. If I want to pan to the left, I can do that. And that's your radio drama for the day. OK?
Yeah,
so,
I loved it.
Did you say, it was very good. I worked on that, Graham. Especially for yourself. I think it's time we actually just reminded people, thanks to D-World, exactly what we're listening to at present.
The 20th and 21st of December 2012. More than just dates on a calendar, as this Mayan celebratory extravaganza is proving.
And the words "so shocked" when she got over there to see what it was actually like were just uttered by Dave, talking about one of your colleagues who emigrated to Perth.
Yes, she was an old school friend of mine, and she emigrated to Western Australia with her husband and young family as a police officer, because Western Australia were running a recruitment drive at the time. And she's actually, we're still in contact. She said, it's when it's the Fremantle doctor, they rely on the Fremantle doctor, the wind doctor, to sometimes give them a bit of welcome relief. Because what will happen is when it gets incredibly hot and it gets up to, am I right in thinking, the 40 degrees plus?
Yeah, 40, yeah, sometimes 41, 42.
Crikey, and she says that everybody turns on their air conditioning at the same time and all the electric goes down.
It doesn't go it doesn't go down anymore, but there's kind of a bit of a surge.
Are you suggesting that Australia is perhaps not necessarily in keeping...
No, because there's such a power surge.
Everybody's switching on at the same time, yeah. But the Fremantle doctor, because we've got such dry heat and it's very oppressive, so when the Fremantle doctor, which is the wind that comes in off the ocean, comes in bringing some cool air, it really is such a relief.
I mean, because what I particularly like about Australia is the Wacker, because basically it's one of the only test matches in the Ashes that you can actually hear that, you know, past 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, there we go. Yeah, exactly. Once again, Belinda, good response. Hit straight into a square leg there. Marvellous.
Yeah, when you're talking cricket, you lose me, I'm afraid.
Quite right, yeah, exactly.
You see, you're not the only one.
Oh, precisely.
Oh, dear.
Graham, you've been perusing the Lincolnshire Echo account of this ground routine.
Okay. I think it's pretty good.
Just in case you know what's happening on this whole basis.
I did read all the other names, honest.
it's understandable. We forgot to actually send Belinda her copy of the running order. It's very confusing. Stay with us, Belinda. We've got a nice thought from the universe of Mike Dooley now.
Time for more miles and words of wisdom from Mike Dooley with a note from the universe.
I know this may come as somewhat of a shock, but of your innumerable and extraordinary gifts, one day you'll consider your present-day challenges as the greatest of them all. Trust me. Now, wasn't I good to you, the universe?
There we are. Excellent stuff. Mike Dooley, of course, in Mexico, but recorded a whole set of 26 specialised notes, which we've been working through. And in the second hour, Shane Guy is from Western Swing Authority, making his debut with All Dolled Up. Leslie Curtis with Before She Walked a Mile. So two Cameron Tilbury top selections. Fiona Kerr will be with us, and so will Ilana Rain, and the SFX editor-in-chief. Dave Bradley will be joining us around about 20 plus 11, plus Pip Mountjoy, who's actually produced a special Myathon song just for this show, actually, Graham. I'm part of BBC's Talent, BBC's introducing series. We set up the challenge, as Ed will attest to, last week, to say, can you actually compose a song for the Myathon? Because our Americans, once again, have let us down. I'm sorry, it's all right, but they did. You know, so she's done that. Isn't that good?
That's brilliant.
It is indeed. Any questions you want to put to Belinda now, Graham?
What were you doing in England?
I wanted to come to a big city, actually.
So why not Lincoln?
And I thought... A big, big city. And I thought, well, I could go to Sydney, but that was too easy. So I thought, oh, no, I want to go somewhere else. And I had to think about where I could speak the language and where I could get a visa. So London it was, originally. But now I'm a home counties girl.
She is indeed. Have you been tweeting her, by the way, Ed? I mean, you're our tweet person and things.
No, I haven't managed to find. I have just found Bell About Town on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Very good, because we're sort of following our tweets and things around from that point of view. You can follow through all sorts of things. Is it fair to say, Belinda, that you seem to be suffering from a little bit of a cough there?
I'm suffering from this dreaded lurgy that I think everyone's got just before Christmas.
Celebrate a bit of norovirus. That's what we need.
Yes, I haven't got that one yet. Hopefully, touch wood, I won't, because I am on a plane on Saturday, and that's the last thing I need on a long plane flight.
Let's rephrase that, Belinda. You hope to be on a plane on Saturday, because after all the planes might sort of end by the time we actually reach that Saturday thing.
There'll be no ending. We'll be starting another Mayan calendar.
Very good.
The Mayans knew what they were talking about. You finish one, you go on to the next, just like, your annual calendars that we get now.
Do you know, that's one of the reasons...
Just like a layer of chocolates at Christmas. You finish the top tier...
Move on to the next. Exactly.
I think I pretty much said. Nicola, last to Belinda, please.
Yes, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have indeed.
Fantastic. And do we have the privilege of speaking to you in the very near distant future?
Near distant. In 2013, hopefully I'll be back. So Merry Christmas to everyone.
Oh, to you too.
Brilliant.
Wonderful. Coming up very shortly from the Sky News Centre. On a rain, two more minutes of oral.